Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you to our broadcast tonight, right here on Blog Talk Radio. What a privilege and an honor it is for us to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the day with the Lord that made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is Monday night. Hope and pray that you had a safe weekend and that you enjoyed yourself. We just want to thank you for sharing time tonight with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. As I said, this is Monday night, March 23rd, 2015. This is the 82nd day of the year. So we thank and praise God for blessing us. What a privilege and an honor it is for us to come together, share the word. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. So we greet you tonight in the name of Jesus, letting you know that no matter what we're facing, we have an answer. All we got to do is look up to Jesus, the finisher of our faith. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What a blessing that is tonight for us to share. Tonight we want to invite you to join with us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. We'll do our announcements at the end. But tonight we want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's Hebrews 4 and verse 16. So let's pray. Gracious God, in the name of Jesus, tonight we come in your presence. God, thank you for the opportunity that we have. Lord God, we realize that you have given us grace for another day. So Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for all sins, iniquities, and transgressions. Oh God, whether it be in words, thoughts, deeds, Lord, let your word transform us into the image of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, sir, for being good, because in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for the privilege it is for us to share with these your people. Oh God, let not your word fall upon their ears. We know that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Oh, Lord, be glorified, God, even as we present your word, God, as you've given it to us. And we say thank you, Lord. Let it be all of thee, none of me. And we just honor you. Thank you for the privilege it is to share it. And we say thank you, sir. We give you all the glory and honor and praise. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight I want to invite you for your consideration. I want to invite your attention to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And tonight we're going to look at a man who was a man of prayer. Because usually on Monday night we usually have our topic theme is prayer. So anything prayer. But we're going to look at a man of God who was a strong man of prayer. And God used him mightily. 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 1. 1 Kings 17, beginning at verse 1. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Notice that again, the Bible says, and Elisha, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel live, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Tonight, we're going to talk from the theme, a praying man. Now, when we hear this topic of praying man, we're not just talking about the gender, the man, but we're talking about one who walked and lived a life of prayer. And many people take praying as lightweight sometimes. Many believers, we just think, well, I pray. But it's something about praying and living a life of prayer. Because then you will make wise decisions. Because when you talk to God about it first, he'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you if to do it or if not to do it. But you have to be willing to have all the elements to go together, not only just to get down and give God your request or list of petitions, but there's an element of listening and following through, listening and obeying. Many of us have gotten in trouble because we make bad decisions, and then we expect God or we expect other individuals to bail us out. And sometimes what God will do is let you get in your mess so that you can learn that you got to trust him at all times. The Bible declares in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord. How? With all our hearts. He says, trust in the Lord, not in yourself. Trust in the Lord with all that heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Notice he said, lean not to your own understanding, because we're going to see through this man of God how he trusted the Lord and he followed to the T what God told him to follow. He didn't do anything on himself. He followed it to the T. So the Bible declares and said that when Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, now Ahab was the king of Israel, and the Bible says, as the Lord God of Israel lives, he would let them know, giving his reference to God, and as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, I'm not doing this on my own, I'm standing for him. Before whom I stand, he said, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, when you start studying the word, you'll start understanding that a lot of times, if you see a passage in the Old Testament, I'm pretty certain you can find something in the New Testament that will help you understand the contents thereof. So in the book of James, chapter 5, the Bible says, James 5, verse 17, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. The Bible said, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. The Bible said, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's notice it one more time. He said Elijah was a man subject to like passions. In other words, he was a man just like any other ordinary man. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly. He wasn't playing around with prayer. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years. And 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And we are going to see that in a minute, but I just want you to see that when we start talking about prayer, prayer is a two-way communication between you and the Lord. It is not you just giving him your list. but it is you communicating with God what's on your heart according to the will of God. No, we can't do what we want and ask God for anything and then expect him to grant it. No, he has a plan, and we got to ask within the contents of that plan. We can't ask for somebody else's stuff. We have to make sure that what we are asking for line up with the word of God. Consider 1 John 5, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. What is it? That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Now notice that again, he said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, here's the catch, condition, according to his will, he heareth us. We know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. We have what we ask for because we ask him in context of his word. Now, when we talk about, before we talk about Elijah, in James chapter 5, verse 13, it says, if any among you afflicted, in other words, is there anybody here that's troubled? Anybody got problems? Anybody got situation, drama in your life? He said, is there any among you afflicted? What he says do about it? He said, let him pray. So you have to understand that if you got trouble going on in your life, you got to pray. It's all right for your pastor or your deacon to pray, but you got to pray for yourself. Now, they'll pray for you, but you need to pray to God for yourself. He want to hear your voice. It would probably sadden a parent's heart if their child went to somebody else as opposed to coming to them for a specified request. There, I remember as a child and as a young adult, teenager, I remember there was a lot of things my mama knew about her income, and I knew about her situation, some things she could not afford to get for me. But I still would go to her and ask her for what I want. Now, she might fuss and say, boy, I don't have any money, or she may say, make a comment one way or the other, but I knew that some kind of way she would work it out. And she did. She would work it out to get whatever I was requesting within reason. But we have a God that all we got to do is bring our request before him. And as long as it's lining up with the word of God, it'll work. But when it don't, there's going to be a problem. So the Bible says, is there any among you afflicted or in trouble? So let him pray. Jesus told us, you know, he was talking to his disciples at the Last Supper, told us in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go away and prepare a place for you, and if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Then James posed another question after he asked the question, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Question number two, he says, is any merry? In other words, is anybody happy? Anybody got joy? He said, is any merry? This is what you ought to do. He said, let him sing psalms. You know, the enemy is so clever. He'll let us sit up, watch 20 hours of movies, 20 hours of television, 20 hours of stuff, but he will always try to get you not to get in the Word. But you do understand, according to Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more of the Word we hear, the more we can grow. If the enemy can keep any of you, any person, place, or thing to distract you from the Word of God, that's why you got to make up in your mind that you love people, you love things that you need to do, but when it comes to the Word, nothing should separate you from the Word of God. So he said, is any merry, is any happy, let him sing psalms. Notice, if you're going to sing psalms, that means you got to meditate in these psalms. You remember in Psalm 1, when the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, he's not taking advice from himself or from some other thing. His advice is coming from the Lord. So he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel or advice of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way or the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scorner. Which, look at that progression. Walk, stand, sit. Which means you got to spend a lot of time with them in order to do those things. But the Bible says, but his delight, his interest, his desire, delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate, how long? Day and night. The Bible says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So the Bible says, not only is a person that's afflicted to pray, not only is a person that's merry or happy should sing songs, but then James asks another question. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Pray over him. Now notice, now a lot of people get this passage mixed up. It says, is any sick among you? Let him, which that person that's sick or those persons that's sick, call for the elders of the church. Sometimes people get upset if a preacher don't come to their house. But the reality of it is you got to call for, preachers are not computers. We don't know who's sick if somebody don't tell us. I don't. And even in our wonderful world of technology, it's still wonderful and sweet when people call and request for you to come and pray. So he said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Pray over him. Then he tells them how. He said, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Then he tells us what's going to happen. He said, and the prayer of faith. The prayer that's prayed in faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Bible says, and the Lord shall raise him up. Who's going to raise him up? The Lord. He may use doctors to do certain things, but the Lord will raise him up. And the Bible says, and ill committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. For those of you all in radio land, you don't have to beat yourself over sin. Because he said that if he committed sin, they shall be forgiven. But sin, people may remember your fault, but God forgives. Then he tells us to confess your fault one to another. Confess. Now, that means you don't tell everybody your business, but he says, confess your fault one to another, pray one for another, that you may be healed, but you better know who you confess to. You got to make sure that person is really born again, walking in the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost, and not just talking religious talk, because it's easy to talk one thing when you're in front of your church folks, but you got to walk that thing. So he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, that's that dynamite prayer, says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, this leads us into our character for the night. He says, after he says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Elijah was a man subject to like passion. He felt the same pain, he felt the same thing that we feel. The Bible says he was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Now we see this story as we started out in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, where the Bible had declared that Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. And we already established the fact that it's 3.5 years, but according to my word. Now, in between that time, he prayed the first time, and he prayed that the rain come back. He had some events to happen. Well, the Bible declares, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide us by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. The Bible says, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed always will provide. I know down through the years, many churches have taught down through the years that the man is the provider. No, we are not Jehovah Jireh. When you read Genesis 22, verse 14, it says, the Lord God, he's Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord that provides. God is the one that always provides a way, not that man. Now, he may use that man, but even his job is only a seed. That's why you have to use wisdom in spending. It's only a seed. They seed up, or they'll spend it wastefully. But God will never tell nobody, none of us, to provide. Notice now, he says, it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. God did that. The Bible says, so he went, and he did according to the will of the Lord. Or he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith. He went and noted now, he obeyed God, that is before Jordan. Now, he didn't do opposite of what God told him. If God tell you not to go get something, he mean it. But many times we go and then we got to suffer for being disobedient. Disobedience brings pain, curse. The Bible says, and the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. So God provided for the man of God because he obeyed. Now, but the Bible said that it came to pass that after a while, something happened. The Bible said it came to pass that after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. You do understand that in your life, seasons change. For consider Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there is a time and a season to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Now, it gives you 22 things in the next 8 verses that you can look up in your own time. That's Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. And he tells you the different times, seasons that you go through. So the Bible said that it came to pass that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. There had been no rain in the land. And the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came to him again, saying, Arise, get up, get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon. The Bible said, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain. God always going to have somebody to provide. And I often tell people, if one person won't obey God, he'll have another one who will. They'll be willing to do it. That's why we got to make sure that we do everything in humbleness and righteousness. The scripture says, so he arose, the Bible said, and he went to Zarephath. Bible said, when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there. What was she doing? She was gathering up sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And the Bible says, and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. The Bible says, and she began to say, as the Lord thy God liveth, I am not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Part of, she was just talking about her circumstances, but notice now, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We got to be careful what we say. Yeah, you may not have manifested enough, but when you always saying, I don't have, you won't have. Because you keep saying that, and you sit in your circumstances. Words are like jars, are like frames around pictures. So what I learned through the years, sometimes I have to still catch myself. Instead of saying I don't have it or I can't afford it, I just get a picture of it in my mind, because I know I've been believing God for years for a braille printer. That thing costs around $4,000. But $4,000 is nothing for the Lord, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But I know how to wait on him, because I know that some kind of way he'll work it out. So the Bible said this lady, this widow woman, she told the man the truth. She said, I don't have a cake. I just got a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in the cruse. Behold, I'm gathering the two sticks. I'm just going to get everything together that I may go in and dress it for me, my son. Isn't it beautiful when you can look beyond you and your family, your folk, no more? So he said, she said, I'm going to dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. But watch what the man of God said. This is a praying man. Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as you say it, but make me thereof a little cake first. A blessing the man of God. It seemed like he was being selfish, but what he was trying to teach her, that if she trusted God by feeding him, God will never let her barrel go empty. The Bible says he told her, go and do as you said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me. And I have to make for you and for your son. The Bible said, watch what the man of God spoke over. But thus said the Lord God of Israel, a barrel of meal shall not wait, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, unto the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. You see the blessing of obeying God. You see the blessing of doing what God tells you to do. The Bible says, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by that praying man named Elijah. Then in the 18th chapter, now we get to King, the 18th chapter, 41st verse. This is right after the showdown at Mount Carmel. You have to read that in your study time. But the 41st verse, the Bible says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. But there is a sound of abundance of rain. He began to proclaim it because there wasn't nothing going on, but he said it's a sound. See, those of us who walk by faith, we know that's a sound. It's a certain sound you can hear when you get in his presence. There's a certain sound you hear when you know that God is speaking to you and he's dealing with you. Oh, that's why I love the word when he says that in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So the Bible says, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat, and my God, and drink, and therefore he said, but there's a sound of abundance of rain. Praise God. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. He went up to eat and to drink. The Bible says, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down up on the earth. And he put his face between his knees, the Bible says, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. The Bible says, and he said, go up again seven times. You know, seven is the number of completion. So the Bible says it came to pass that at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arrives a little cloud out of the sea. It's just like a man's hand. And the Bible says, and he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass, the Bible said, in the meanwhile, that the heavens were black with cloud and wind, and there was a great rain. Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. The Bible said, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. So we see how the Bible declares that Elijah, being a man of like passion, said that it was rain. He was subject as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Notice, and it rained not. So we saw how it rained, but he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit, because he was a praying man. Will we be found one who prays, one who living that life that pleased the Lord? God loves us. Great and mighty things with us and through us. But we got to be willing to be subject to him. As the Bible declares, he says that the effectual, notice now, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Of the effectual, fervent prayer, that's one that's full of dynamite. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's nothing our God won't do for us if we earnestly seek him. we earnestly look to him, God won't do for us. The Bible declares in Hosea 10:12, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Notice, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hebrews 11:6 declares, but without faith, it is impossible. Please. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Will we seek God, or will we seek the thing? We just seek God's hand. Lord, what you can give me today? Do you have friends like that? Do you have people that all they want is what they can get from you? Thank God we have a God that loves us. And he always provides for us. Oh, we got to seek his face. Lamentation 3:25 declares, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seek him. Notice, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seek him. Will you seek him? Will you trust him that he'll provide? I know that if we honestly seek him, he'll be found of us. Moses was talking to the children of Israel, and he told them in Deuteronomy 4:29, he said, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, when are you going to find him? He said, if thou seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Because God wants us to love him wholeheartedly. In Amos chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible declares, but thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Notice, but thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. You should be. Friend, all we got to do, look up and live. Consider the words that Job said concerning seeking God. Job chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. If thou would seek unto God the time, and make thou supplication to the Almighty, if thou were pure and upright, surely now he would await for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Notice that again. He says, if thou would seek time and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou were pure and upright, surely now he would await for thee and make the habitation of thou righteous prosper. So we can prosper if we seek God with our whole heart. Psalm 9, verse 10, the Bible says, for they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And they that know thy name put their trust in thee. But thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And then finally, friend, just know this. Jeremiah 29:11 declares, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, the thoughts of peace, and not evil, to give you an expected end, give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:13, "And you shall seek me, find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Search for me with your whole heart." Elijah searched for God. He prayed to God earnestly. And because he lived a life, God answered his prayer. He wrote 7 great miracles in his life. 7. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you. We give you praise. Thank you that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word shall not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you send. God, we just want to say thank you. Be pleased to bless us. Be pleased to help us, oh God. Thank you for our audience tonight. Lord, we just consider the privilege that you have entrusted us with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we say we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So, Lord, we just honor you tonight that we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, thank you for giving us peace, peaceful surrounding. Lord, even God giving us people that will walk in the peace of God, people that's anointed to lift burdens. Oh, what a blessing, what a privilege, Lord. Oh, God, that our journey will be easy to do. We can do those things you called us to do. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke, God. Oh, God, and we just want to thank you in advance. We thank you for what you're doing with us, through us, and for us, that we have the victory. But we pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God because he's so good to us. What a blessing and an honor. Tonight that we're able to share the word, thank God for a praying man, that God used the man Elisha in his life to show us that we can be effective if we seek God with our whole heart. What a blessing. Just want to remind you that we're here right here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11, 10 Central, and 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. If you desire to contact us, please remember you can do so by sending all correspondence to Prayer of Faith Ministries. That's Post Office Box 1289. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi 39215. That's Prayer of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi 39215. If you desire to call us, you can dial area code 601-502-1150. That is Prayer Faith Ministry local number 601-502-1150. Feel free to call. If you desire to listen to this broadcast on the web, you may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/ Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S, 2010. I'll say it again, www.blogtalkradio.com blessingsradio.com/Didymus, which is DIDYMUS 2010. There you can listen to tonight's broadcast, or you also can download these. So if you want to hear the sermon again, you have to wait till in the morning, but you can download it and listen to it on your computer or iPhone. You just have to go to that website again, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is another name for Thomas, DIDYMUS 2010. That'll put you straight on the link, and you can enjoy yourself. We want you to continue to pray for us as we endeavor to obey the Lord. He's still working on us so that we'll be vessels of honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. And we are looking to Jesus to keep on working on us, cleaning us up for our good, but for his glory. Well, we look forward to seeing you all right back here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday night. We should be right back here. Also, I want to take this time out. I want to wish my daughter, Elizabeth, who is listening to us in Omaha, Nebraska, I want to wish her a happy birthday today. Today is her birthday. So I want to say God bless you, and we love you, and we are praying for her. She just experienced losing a son, my grandson, and we just want to let her know we love you and want to say God bless you. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to be encouraged in Jesus' name. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God bless everyone. Have a great night in Jesus' name. Good night, everybody.